This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's World Report for the week beginning the 6th of November. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. EU generals and admirals meet on Monday to discuss closer defence integration. NATO defence ministers meet 2 days later to discuss the results of European moves towards a pan-EU defence force. Meanwhile, in London, an alleged terrorist goes on trial after he was found carrying a set of knives outside the Prime Minister's home. The Ethiopian Red Terror of the 70s is back in the news with the trial of former top Ethiopian aide Esthethu Alumo. On Tuesday, there are mayoral elections in New York and gubernatorial elections in New Jersey and Virginia. The Democrats are tipped to win all three. Meanwhile, U.S. senators will be interrogating Equifax and Yahoo about major security breaches and demanding to know why America's rural areas have such poor internet connections. In Bonn, the signatories to the Paris Climate Change Agreement meet on Monday to ponder the climate change agreement without America. Trump is in Asia all week, pushing for tougher measures against Pyongyang. He will be visiting Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. On Tuesday, OPEC publishes its annual World Oil Outlook. Oil prices dropped at the start of the year, but by the end of October, they reached a two-year high of $61. Slovenia stages a runoff presidential election on Sunday after incumbent Borut Pahor just failed to win the 50% plus required for a first-round victory. His nearest opponent was 23 points behind. And finally, it's time to celebrate that sickly, sweet, gooey chocolate confection known as the brownie. Yes, it is America's National Brownie Day on Wednesday. And that was tomorrow's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis for the week being the 6th of November. Look Ahead broadcast tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. An integrated EU defence structure moves a step closer next week when the European military chiefs meet in Brussels on Monday to discuss how to set up a permanent command. Their generals and admirals will also discuss EU operations in Bosnia, off the Horn of Africa, and in the Mediterranean. The defence theme continues with a regular session of NATO defence ministers on Thursday and Friday. Their main topic is what the Europeans discussed, along with ongoing issues related to Afghanistan, North Korea, Iraq, Syria, Iran, and the Ukraine. In London, alleged terrorist Khalid Ali goes on trial on Monday for carrying a set of dangerous blades outside the Prime Minister's home at 10 Downing Street. And in the Netherlands, Esthethu Alumo goes on trial for war crimes committed in Ethiopia during the Red Terror of the 1970s. Alumo claims it's a case of mistaken identity. Three big elections in the U.S. on Tuesday, the mayoralty of New York and the governorships in New Jersey and Virginia. Bad news for Trump. All three are tipped to go to the Democratic Party candidates. Trump himself is out of the country on an Asian tour which will take in Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. In Vietnam, he will push his America First policy at a meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. And in the Philippines, he will attend celebrations to mark the 50th anniversary of ASEAN. Everywhere, he will push for tougher measures against North Korea. In the U.S. Senate, the CEOs of Equifax and Yahoo will be grilled by members of the Commerce Committee about data breaches which affected billions of their customers. Down the hall, they will want to know what is being done to connect rural America to the digital world. In Bonn, the signatories to the Paris Climate Change Agreement meet on Monday to discuss President Trump's decision to withdraw from the pact. The United States and Syria are the only two countries not signed up. On Tuesday, OPEC publishes its annual World Oil Outlook. At the beginning of 2017, analysts predicted oil prices would drop to as low as $10 a barrel. At the end of October, they reached a two-year high of $61.37. Slovenia stages a runoff presidential election on Sunday after incumbent Borut Pahor just failed to win the 50% plus required for a first-round victory. Pahor won 47% of the vote. His nearest rival, comedian Marjan Šarec, trailed well behind him with 25%. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.